There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since its official inception back in 2014, the version of NXT we know and love today has housed some of the finest in-ring action and talent the wrestling industry has to offer. Yet, as the brand has grown alongside the rest of the wrestling world, the lengths our favorite NXT stars will go to in order to provoke a deafening reaction from those in attendance have become more and more extreme. Whether they involved celebrities risking it all for a moment of magic, rising stars trying to seize the moment in the most brutal way imaginable, or the cream of the crop trying to cement themselves as the very best the business has to offer, each of these shocking, surreal, and sickening spots have all helped make Triple H's baby the game-changing commodity it is today. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are the 10 most dangerous spots in NXT history. Number 10, Pat McAfee's War Games Senton. Most fans weren't expecting much when Pat McAfee decided to try his hand at being a professional wrestler at 2020's NXT TakeOver 30. However, the former NFL punter put on a surprisingly impressive display during his bout with former NXT champion Adam Cole, paving the way for a War Games match between Cole's Undisputed Era and McAfee's Kings of NXT later down the line. McAfee quickly set the tone for his celebrity War Games appearance upon entering the cage, nailing Roderick Strong with a moonsault through a table. With that being said, few could have predicted the carnage that was to come, though. After already being sent through a table earlier in the brutal contest, McAfee decided to make his way to the top of the cell. Then, with both teams engaged in a multi-man scrap below, the least experienced performer in the match performed a senton off the structure. If that wasn't balmy enough, the group below didn't even properly break the loudmouth celeb's fall, meaning that the mat was mostly responsible for halting McAfee's momentum. As far as celebrity in-ring appearances go, McAfee's death-defying War Games turn may have just set the new standard. Number 9, Adam Cole's back gets broken on two chairs. Speaking of backs being broken, here we have Pat McAfee's frequent sparring partner Adam Cole taking a rather ridiculous bump to his spine. From the moment it was announced that Cole and Aleister Black would be meeting in an Extreme Rules match at NXT TakeOver Philadelphia, fans could sense something innovative but equally disturbing was on the horizon. However, the prize for most dangerous spot of the night went to a bump involving two steel chairs. With both seats set up back-to-back by Cole, Black then suddenly delivered an attitude adjustment on top of the awkwardly arranged chairs that would have made John Cena wince. This spot has rarely been seen inside of a WWE ring, and for good bloody reason. Bodies are not designed to be dropped on top of two erect pieces of steel. But I suppose it served Cole right for building the back-breaking architecture in the first place. Number 8, Tommaso Ciampa breaks AOP and a ladder. 2017's NXT TakeOver Chicago will forever be remembered as the event which saw Tommaso Ciampa turn on Johnny Gargano, kickstarting a feud that would go on to become arguably the brand's greatest ever. Yet, this game-changing betrayal largely overshadowed another shocking moment that went down during the NXT Tag Team Championship ladder match the duo had just lost moments before. With the authors of Pain's Razor attempting to scale the steps to successfully defend their titles, Ciampa had a bright slash sadistic idea. With another ladder set up against the turnbuckle behind the pair, Ciampa began to tug at his rival's waist. The DIY member then finally prized the AOP star back first off the ladder and straight through the other set of steps. The impact was so ridiculously ferocious, the ladder which received Razor snapped completely in two, providing us with a noise and visual unlike anything we'd ever seen before. Had Ciampa not turned his back on his former pal later in the night, it's pretty hard to imagine the stunned pop which met this nasty landing being bettered. Number 7, Keith Lee launches Adam Cole. Just when it looked like Keith Lee and Dominik Dijakovic were possibly about to become your new NXT Tag Team Champions, during a match with the Undisputed Era's Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong back on the November 27th edition of NXT, Mr. Adam Cole decided to make a distracting appearance. But just as Cole sprinted down the ramp, a monstrous Lee unexpectedly charged into frame, sending the then NXT champion soaring into the crowd. Of course, a sea of planted talents were waiting for Cole after he shockingly left the ground. Had just one of those pre-planned audience members switched off for even a moment, Cole could have realistically gone crashing back first into some steel chairs again, or even landed straight on the unforgiving concrete floor. With Lee now plying his trade as part of Monday Night Raw, you can bet the rest of the Red Brand's roster will be hoping he does not repeat this trick inside of the Thunderdome. Oh, we're gonna break one of those screens, aren't we? Number 6, Ricochet's double moonsault. As you likely know by now, a match involving two rings, both surrounded by an unforgiving steel cage, tends to lead to the odd dangerous spot. And that's precisely what we got during the 2018 iteration of NXT's TakeOver WarGames event. Yet, it was one particularly wild moment towards the end of this war, involving the one and only Ricochet, which stole the entire TakeOver, as the rest of the field tried to make their way back to their feet in the wake of a seismic superplex slash powerbomb spot, the ultimate daredevil prepped himself for one of the biggest risks of his career. And that is saying something. With his back to the teams below, Ricochet leaped backwards, producing not one, but two picture-perfect moonsaults before colliding with his foes and allies. Simply put, this was stunning and equally shocking. Never change, Rick. Never change. Number 5, Mia Yim's horrific ladder bump. As we've already touched upon in this list, ladders can often lead to crowd-popping moments in the world of professional wrestling. But the stars in the vicinity of them always run the risk of picking up a sudden, unexpected injury. Unfortunately, Mia Yim learnt this brutal lesson during a November 2019 episode of The Black and Gold Show. During her ladder bout with now NXT Women's Champion Io Shirai, Yim found herself at the top of the titular apparatus. However, thanks to some interference from NXT UK champion Kaylee Ray, Yim was soon sent crashing from the top of the ladder through another set of steps on the outside of the ring. This horrific fall resulted in Yim suffering some nasty facial injuries, with the star breaking her nose on the night. In the end, Yim was eventually pulled from the first ever Women's War Games match which followed, but she more than earned the respect of every fan in the audience and all the stars in the back after taking such a dreadful bump on NXT TV. We salute you, Mia Yim. Number 4, Velveteen Dream's Dream Valley Driver on a Ladder. Quite deservedly celebrated as the finest ladder match in NXT history, 2018's TakeOver New Orleans saw a field made up of Adam Cole, EC3, Velveteen Dream, Lars Sullivan, Killian Dane, and Ricochet, all fighting it out to become the first ever NXT North American champion. Much of the attention coming into the bout was understandably focused on the WWE debut of the eye-catching former Prince Puma. However, despite obviously showing off his truly unique offense on a number of occasions, fans were also amazed by the sheer level of punishment the Elastic Star could endure. This was never more evident than in a spot involving Ricochet, Velveteen Dream, and a conveniently placed ladder. While standing on a rickety pair of steps connecting the turnbuckles to a ladder in the center of the ring, Dream drilled the debuting high flyer into the unpredictable steel with a Dream Valley driver, before the two men both crumbled to the ground. Sullivan and Dane's ladder-breaking bumps at ringside also deserve honourable mentions here, but the potential for the charismatic Dream to slip at any moment with the one and only on his back, coupled with the sight of both men bouncing up into the air post-bump, more than earns this moment an unstable spot on our list. Number 3, Johnny Gargano hits Tommaso Ciampa with the ultimate air raid crash. As we mentioned earlier, the breakup of DIY at TakeOver Chicago in 2017 was one of the most shocking events in NXT history. After beating the hell out of Johnny Gargano at the top of the ramp, Tommaso Ciampa cemented his turn to the dark side with a devastating air raid crash from the stage through some tables below. Fast forward a year and Johnny Wrestling would finally avenge this particularly gnarly moment in the pair's Chicago street fight at TakeOver Chicago. The rivals had already destroyed each other with crutches, trash cans, belts, and steel steps, but Ciampa had something more personal in mind. Once Ciampa had taken the two on a painful walk down memory lane, the bitter enemies both found themselves on top of some dangerously stacked crates. Ciampa then performed the ultimate act of disrespect by spitting on his former partner's wedding ring. Clearly fired up by this heinous display, Gargano suddenly hoisted up the bearded brute before executing a vengeful air raid crash of his own through the tables below. As Mauro Ranallo would put it, Mamma Mia, that was, well, pretty painful looking. Number 2, Adam Cole and Johnny Gargano go down together. Coming into TakeOver Toronto in 2019, Johnny Gargano and Adam Cole had gone back and forth over the NXT Championship for months. With their previous battles in mind, William Regal eventually announced that the rivals would meet in yet another 2-out-of-3 falls match at the Toronto event. And the show stealers did not disappoint. After Cole came away with the victory in the singles portion of the match, thanks to a Gargano chair strike to the back, the challenger tapped out the champion with a Gargano no escape for the second fall. This all led to a daunting steel cage conclusion, with added barbed wire and weapon-based madness. Determined to end this chaos on a high in more ways than one, Gargano and Cole both found themselves jostling on a table atop the formidable structure. Yet instead of one star getting the better of the other in this frightening situation, both men simultaneously crashed and burned through a table below. Cole would somehow muster up the strength to get an arm over Gargano for the win. But both men came out of this looking like absolute lunatics, in the best way possible. Number 1, Nikki Cross gets superplexed off a ladder through the announce desk. Battling over the NXT Women's Championship in the Black and Gold brand's first ever Last Woman Standing match, Asuka and Nikki Cross produced one of the most physical encounters you'll ever witness in an NXT ring. Or any ring for that matter. From Asuka's fierce kicks to a trash can contained Cross, to the challenger's nightmarish powerbomb to the champion onto a collection of steel chairs, it was clear these wrestlers were not going to make it out of this contest in one piece. You sensed it was going to take something rather special or ridiculously dangerous to keep either woman down for the 10 count. And that's exactly what we got in the closing stages of this battle for the ages. After teasing a finish involving Cross crashing through a table-bound Asuka from the top of a ladder, the Empress of Tomorrow rose from the dead. Once those calling the action on the adjacent announce desk clocked the impending destruction and fled the scene, Asuka epically performed the mother of all superplexes, sending both women awkwardly through the announce table below. Asuka may have beaten the count once the dust had settled, but both women left the arena looking like absolute winners after the jaw-dropping conclusion to this stunning fight. Honestly, you'll need to lie down after watching it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.